it's so hot, we have to go to Brazil to cool down. No, they suffer there, no. Yesterday when I came to sit in silence with you, then it was so nice to see everybody so silent. But then I see also that you are sitting silent, but inside is good cooking. That's how it is. So I guess I never get finished with the talking, because you don't understand silence yet. Then I have to talk. Maybe the words brings you more into silence. At least then, you're listening to my words instead of your own chatter, which is very good. They have this saying, sitting silently, cooking good, and spring comes. By itself. So they have known for thousands of years that cooking is necessary to get out the hardness. Beloved Master, I have a maddening love affair. This is how I am, in love and more love, with you, with myself, and with the magic nature of this place. It has been surrounding me, and I am surrendering more and more. Gratitude, much gratitude to you and existence, Master. With love, Ashika. Where's Ashika? This is the first time here? It's still honeymoon. Here we have all, some people are on honeymoon, some people have retired. Some people think maybe they should be here, maybe not. There's all kinds of different people. But remember, Ashika, that things will come up. Now maybe you are taken away with all this beauty, the honeymoon situation. Just because to go deeper, you have to have the love. If you haven't felt that love, then you will escape at once when you feel some things are coming up. You have to have the courage to look at yourself, no? It will definitely, everything will come up, and more people are seeing that. It's not so easy, you cannot just hide from yourself. You have to come out. You start seeing what I always say, everything will come up. And every retreat it is like that. And some people for the first time, no? It's bound to be like that. You have so many kukkas. You have to find that which doesn't cook. What is that place where there is no cooking? Not even baking is there. That's what you have to find. You have a place inside where there is nothing, just a witnessing awareness. But that is not so easy. And in the beginning, you think everything is so, you just come and that's it. No, no, no. You have to do your homework. Because you are still so identified with your mind. Look, no, so many. No, I'm going to go through. The other day, we had a goody-goody, a whole stack of goody-goodies. And then many, many throw themselves on it. Because that's how it is. It's a big family. So if something comes up, it's very natural that many people go through it. It comes like a wave that is brought up. So then we had a few of the goody-goodies. Now we have some of the mindy-mindies. And we are cooking good in different dishes. Chandas and smarans and vibhoras and kumuds and ishals and asmitas and chinmayis and pachitas and jenas and gitas and rahis and all can go on and on and on. Which is good. At least then when you cook you don't think you are enlightened, which some people think. Till, surprise, surprise, we are cooking again. Till one day, one fine morning, maybe a morning like it is now, the cooking is finished, then you will be surprised. Then you will wait. When is the cooking coming? When is the cooking coming? When is the volcano erupting again? I was wondering about that, but it never came. Maybe still. I doubt it. Beloved Master, I feel I have to share this. I long to get peace from this subject that the mind is nagging me about. It is about identification, thoughts I had for some times, for a long time. It has been coming up every retreat, but it has been difficult to write about. Too much mind. That's the thing, when it's too much mind, then you can't write about it because you are too identified with it. Already to write about something, you have to have a distance to it, which is a very good sign because no, you are not so identified. Normally people are so identified, you are that identification. Identification is hell, then you are that identification. You are suffering, you are fear, you are anger. If it's totally no identification, that is freedom. That's why all the Buddhas talk about don't get identified. Don't get attached. I see in the silence is not so much present but still lurking around. Now I feel even more pushed to finish this nonsense, to stop hiding, becoming more open, naked, vulnerable. Let the mind freak out for putting it out. I don't want to hold back anymore. That's the thing. Who cares what the mind? And that's beautiful. That is strength to stop hiding, to be ready to be naked and vulnerable. That is the strength I'm talking about. Normally in the society, it is the other. Be strong. Be protective. Be like armor. Unsensitive. That is the strength in the society. No, here I'm teaching you the strength of a flower, no? Of beauty. That is a totally different strength. I have carried this shame and hate towards my body since I was a little girl. I was so identified with this body. not being good enough, abnormal, everything was wrong. Until I met you, I was living in a bubble where the body was the focus. After the first satsang weekend, you burst that bubble and showed me that life was so much more. Still this identification is coming up, not so strongly, but I can't seem to be letting go of it and is holding me back. Be patient, Kumudit. It is already going. You remember, when was that first satsang? How many years? Was that the Professor Bolnat?
We was here the first time together.
Really? Yeah. Wow, you're not as dumb as you look. You see, Kumud, how time it takes. You start getting deeper in yourself. You start understanding this is not an easy fix. It needs your totality. That's what Baba is talking about all the time. Being devoted, being strong, being going for it. Otherwise you won't make it, no? No, you can't hide it. It is coming up. It's very good. Sometimes I feel some people have strong sexual energy and I feel vulnerable. If I feel vulnerable, I keep them at a distance. That is okay. If you feel sensitive, keep the dogs at the distance. And if you feel like a dog, let them in. Just be yourself. Don't make so much trips about it. It feels too intense, and then also a thought comes and asks if something is wrong with me. Maybe I project this on them if I can't stand it myself. My feeling is you haven't made friends with your own sexuality. Which is very natural also, because sexuality is a very powerful energy. It's the same energy from sex to samadhi, Osho said, from sex to superconsciousness. But if you are not friends with the energy, it gets stuck. That's why people are slaves of sex their whole life, or obsessed with it, or rejecting it. You have to be natural, befriend it, feel it, explore it, then it can rise. Then it can become love, then it can become compassion, then it can become poetry. If you're afraid of it, it means that no, you're holding it back now. Fear and repression is not the way. It cannot grow in repression. You have to explore all sides of yourself. Which is scary, because you don't know. You're playing with fire. But it's natural. And the thing is, if it's repressed, then it will always be there, because it cannot grow. If you have lived it, if you have felt it, then it can transform into something higher. So it's no shortcut. In a way, I see how silly this is. But these thoughts have been with me for years, and somehow I feel they are so deep-rooted in me. I feel the pain in my chest for feeling this hate and shame towards myself. It is really time to let them go. Let them go. And if you understand, then it can let go now. Just be natural. And maybe it's not necessary to do many groups and therapies and all this that you are wondering about if it's good for you or not. Who knows? It's an understanding. And who in this world is happy with their body? Show me. Everybody has some trips. You have to go beyond the body. That is where the peace is. What is that the famous Brazilian, that woman, no, that,
Giselle.
Giselle, very famous beauty, no? She's not happy with her body, much problem. No, oh, my butt is sagging, oh my da-da-da. That's how the mind is. Angelina Jolie, very beautiful woman. She had so much problems. No, she had problem with her tits, so no, she has operated them. But she had big boobs, but she never wanted her to film from the back because her butt was too little. Big boobs, but little butt. And then some is no boobs, big butt. Some is too big boobs, too big, no, too bup, bup, tit. And on it goes, non-stop. Everybody is like this. The only freedom is to go beyond that. Otherwise, you will end up like Chia. There's absolutely no way around it. If you only see yourself as a body, it will be a problem. And you will be fearful of dying. Acceptance comes deeper. It doesn't matter. And some people have this body and some people... It's all about accepting yourself. Don't have so much focus on that. Find that is like it is. That is freedom. Of course, take care of your body. Know by sharing, maybe slowly it can give me more peace and relaxation. Maybe some more cooking for the mind also. Yes. In this silence, I feel grateful that you show me that there is so much love there for myself. I can feel it. I want to embrace all I get, even if it's painful to see. That is also part of life. In the silence, everything falls into place by itself, without me being in the way, without effort, so simple, beautiful and loving. That's how meditation is. You cannot do it. And that's why many people, if they are too intellectual, if they are too restless, if it's too much mind, then meditation is very difficult. Because you cannot do it, you have to surrender. You have to let go. You have to melt. You have to relax into this moment. Then meditation is already there. And you have this innocent side. Don't let the mind take you astray. Everybody has this innocent side. When you were a little child, who cares? Did you think about your body? Or this finger is a little too fatty? That is the mind, that is the ego, that is comparing. And comparing is hell. So let everything fall into place. I never said it was easy, but it's the only way to be free, to be happy, to be at ease. You have to come deeper, to know yourself deeper. Thank you, beloved Master, for helping me to see, to be open and vulnerable, and that I can share with you. That's all what I want, Kumbhu, to make you see. See the situation as it is. It's nothing to fix, it's just to see things as they are. Face yourself, know yourself, and the third, drop yourself. Then also you wrote, I very much enjoy dynamic this time. Today was the first day where I did not feel tired in the afternoon. I felt more fresh, new, and more awake. That means you're breaking through this holding back. You're reaching a new level. And you should push yourself. Still, I struggle a bit in the Hu phase. I feel a sensation, presence in my belly area, but I'm not feeling totally connected to it. Yes, a new feeling. And in your belly, that's where your anasi is. Most people have tense bellies. They should be soft, just like a baby's belly. That's why it's so important to bring the anasi up, to free it. Otherwise, it will always be stuck there. The jumping is no problem, but when I start jumping, the sensation I feel in my belly disappears and moves up to the throat, and then the Hu comes from there. I try to jump slower and focus more to feel the belly, but still not fully. I can see how much I want to get in contact with this place, this energy. I feel it has so much power and strength. It has. But we have made in our unconsciousness and conditioning all these tight places. And all that, as you go in, as you become more deep, as you go deeper in meditation, as you come closer, all this will come very clear up. Then you have to help yourself. Just get it out in whatever way the body wants to release this energy. Master, I suggest for me to continue with dynamic, focusing on this, and then this connection will come more and more. Thank you, beloved. I love you. Love Kumud. Yeah, just go for it. Break through it. Very few people are total. Anything you get do total, you get result. You understand. Just don't hold yourself back anymore. Many people, most people are afraid to lose control, to go wild. But when you, only those who have gone wild can be really peaceful. They don't get wild, they don't behave bad because they know. They have the energy there. Otherwise you always be afraid. Go for it, Kumud. Jesus' disciples asked him, when will you appear to us, and when shall we see you? They are asking, when will we understand you? When will we see you as you are? Jesus said, when you strip naked without being ashamed, and take your clothes and put them under your feet like small children and trample on them. Then you will see the child of the living one and you will not be afraid. Nothing has changed since his time. This is words of truth. When will we be in tune with you? When will we really listen and understand you, Master? when you strip naked without being ashamed, and take your clothes and put them under your feet like small children and trample them. It means, no, we are not identified. Not that you should do it, you cannot do it. That will also be a doing from the ego. But just the innocence of it, the child doesn't think like that. Who cares about the body? You are much more. That is innocence. Then you will see the child of the living one and you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid because you have gone beyond your identification with your body, with your mind. And only then can you really be and understand Jesus. Otherwise, there will always be things, because you haven't gone beyond your mind. It will always be ups and downs. He's saying, become natural again, become like children, where you don't live out of the mind. Beloved, I'm so sad to writing this letter, but I feel I need to get naked. Yes, that's exactly what we are talking about. And you're not talking about the clothes, you just want to be clean. You want to unburden yourself with all these protective layers. Enough is enough. It's heavy to carry it. I have been here almost for a year now, and I have been putting all my energy into this new life. I value so much to work at Dharma Mountain, because I know it's much more than work. It is an opportunity to grow, to be near you. And I want to do this the best way I can. I want to do it from my heart, from love. But even knowing and feeling all this, my mind started this retreat, drawing thoughts of leaving, of going back where? Am I crazy? I have nowhere to go back to, and I know that life outside is a dead life. It is natural, Chanda, because you are start going deeper. And you have levels and levels and levels, and the mind many times try to get you back. Because now it's danger. Either you're going to have a breakdown, which is the only thing you know in the ordinary world. People have breakdowns. Or you can have a breakthrough. That is what can happen here. But some, I have seen many times people come very close. It's just one step more, and they escape. Even though they know, even with the mind, where to go, they retreat, which you have done many, many times before. My mind is going crazy, it's torturing me, and it is using an old weapon, depression. For the last 15 years, I have been on and off episodes of depression. It doesn't matter. The mind can be super hyper and always on top of the world, or it can be depressed. It's all part of the mind, unbalanced mind. The clarity comes beyond the mind. And depression is also something, I can't deal with life. So now I get sick, now I get depressed. Which is very natural in this civilized society. Then you take tablets and get more dope. Then you can deal with it. Deal with everything again. But it's just the fear of living, to face yourself, to grow. I feel this energy has been around for much longer. I can see signs in my childhood and even before that, like Asmit also shared, a destructive energy. Yeah, it has can be very old. This energy has been showing its face more and more since the last retreat in Brazil. And every full moon since then I go a bit crazy. Last time I cried for hours looking at the mountains. Next time, just howl like a wolf. Just be a little more creative. No, you are laughing now. You see this thing with depression also. It doesn't work around me because I cannot take you serious. Because you think you are only the mind, and the mind gets depressed, and the mind gets so happy, and the mind gets this. Go beyond it. Don't be a slave of it. That you are like this or you are like that. But I know you have to go through it. And it is tough sometimes for you. I feel so much is happening, so many different things. I can feel the energy moving in my body. I can feel my heart expanding. I can feel my love for you. Put your attention there instead of the depression. But then suddenly and unexpectedly the weather changes and this bad energy comes and the mind gets crazy. Even in satsang, I almost left a few times. No, how crazy is that? That's crazy. That's mine. But it's understandable, and if you are identified with the mind, then you will run with the mind. Because satsang means that for the mind. And if you come in close to that where you're going to lose yourself, then the mind wants to take you away. Of course. This place is that to the mind. If you want to keep your old mind, run. Now. I will drink some water if you want to run. I'll close my eyes. This is not the place for the mind. This is just how it is. I can't help it. I'm not here to support your mind. I'm here to help you free yourself from the mind. But of course, you have to face your own mind, and then it will come up like that. No, everything has changed. That's why I know I can talk about it. A few days ago, then I couldn't talk about this because you were too involved. No, already it has changed. No, I can talk about it because it's important you understand it. And don't go with the mind. You have to regain your own power. That is what it means to be strong in spirit. Today I had a good day, a good vipassana, not many problems. But then when I stood up to go to satsang, I felt again the old energy. Vipassana can be saved, but satsang? I sat in satsang just watching the mind trying again and wondering how crazy I am. Is there hope for me? There is no hope for anybody. So just be free of you. It means the ego. Then there is more than hope. Then there is freedom then. But if you are be identified, then there is no hope then. All egos are illusions. Because they are false. Will I end up alone in a mental hospital in a foreign country? Then slowly, slowly, I started again to feel better, relaxing. That's how it goes. You have to watch it. Who is watching all that? You have some consciousness that is watching all that. If you are not following, what can the mind do? That's exactly the whole thing with meditation. Just take no notice. Let the mind come. It's happy, it's sad, it wants to run away, it wants to do this. Watch it, don't get identified. Nothing, the mind cannot do anything if you don't go with it. And the whole art of Vipassana is just sit, and slowly, slowly, it will have to. It have to slow down. Normally you're never aware of it because you're running around all the time. So the mind can be busy. When you start sitting, then first you will start observing it, how crazy it is. And it takes time, which many of you see now. Many of you are very new. You haven't really felt that, how crazy your mind is, and how much you are identified with it. I got so desperate that I even stopped running away from dynamic. So far, I haven't missed one. I finally have the energy for it. You see how good it is to be desperate? Why are you afraid of being desperate? It's great, it's saving you. You should be desperate because you've been dead. You should be total. You needed to be desperate. You need to come to that place, enough is enough. No, I want to stop. I can't believe it. I'm the first one out, ready for it every morning. You should have one of those whistles. And first of them, then you run around and make a nuisance for the others. I have had glimpses of the beauty of my heart, the innocence, the purity of it, but my mind makes me ugly and fearful. And at the moment, I don't know who will win. Who will win, Chanda? No, it's the heart. Can't you settle on that? Now and forever. Can you say that? What then?
Now and forever.
It will be there?
It will be the heart.
That's what you have to stand up for. Let that be your mantra when you need it. No, you remember. No, I have burnt it into your unconscious now. How does that feel? Good. You have to stand up for the good. You're so easy that you stand up for the bad. Enough. Let's stand up for the good. I love you, Chanda. Then you wrote me another one a few days. Beloved, I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing good now. I got so much lovely help. A lot is coming up, but it feels I just have to sit with this. Yes, you see, you needed that, and now also so much help is coming. More love, more friendships. Because you're becoming real. You showing yourself, then it's easy. Thank you for trusting me. I love you, Chanda. That is just my nature. Aïe, aïe, aïe. What can I say? What, you want to give me some? Just relax. Focus on the good, not on the bad. You have to be strong to transform your negative mind into the positive. Then it's easy to sit. Then you can sit forever.
So fine. I'm letting go into love this time. So clear. So clean. This time there's nothing in between. Day or night. Right or wrong. There's no time.
Yes, well, today after the sitting, I discovered a new dark room inside me containing many unhealthy patterns. I want to kill this as fast as possible. It started with one of my fellow sannyasins getting up and leaving after the sitting. As she passed me by me, I looked at her and thought, how strange cheeks she has. I know, you can always find something. God, what strange cheeks he got. Then I turned around and looked at another one who was still sitting and digesting the meditation, pretty beautiful, and I thought, wow, this guy is so cool and very spiritual, here. Especially with those kind of funny pants and such a superior expression, very sarcastic. That's the thing, Smaran, I have to get you to do Vipassana for you to see how it functions. And you are living with that mind. You are all living with that mind. And normally it can say whatever it wants, because you haven't challenged it, you haven't kicked it out. And normally nobody sees that, it's living there in your dark rooms. You have to go in and kick it out. Be aware, otherwise this mind, it goes on automatic. But then a miracle happened. I took a step back and looked a little at what I just had thought, and it was very clear how stupid these thoughts were. Yes, it's very clear. I continued to look around me without any attempts to stop these thoughts, and I was shocked to realize that I had tagged these kind of thoughts and prejudice on most of the friends sitting around me. Some I judge because of their body, some of because of the shape, some because of their t-shirt, some the colors they had, some because the way they were wearing their pants, others because their facial expression or attitudes I imagined they had. I even had opinion about how they talked or how they walked. Almost anything I associated with something bad. That is the mind. And the mind feels so good to judge everything and everybody. Because then it doesn't need to look at itself. That's why it does. And you can find anything wrong and something weird and sarcastic about everything and everybody. Only in awareness you stop that. Then you can imagine if you have all that life juice for yourself that doesn't leak out in negative ways like this. This is what I'm talking about all the time. If you are not aware, you always leak out unconscious. You are like a tea strainer. How can that be full of life energy? You have to become like a lake. You have to become tight, present, centered. Then you stop leaking. I was quite shocked when I discovered this. I didn't think that such a big and ugly judgment monster was hiding inside me. And since I didn't approve of this either, I also judged myself, of course. Yeah, the mind goes, if you don't judge anybody else, you judge yourself. But judge it will. Because that is the nature of the mind, it's negative. It will become positive when you have won the battle, when you realize you are not the mind. Then even the mind will bow down and say, I'm your servant, I will behave good now. You have seen through me. Otherwise, it will always behave like this, like a naughty child. You haven't been a good parent. Then no, you have to really be strict on it now. But this is exactly how it is. You don't know. I have to put you in situations where you start seeing that you're not escaping from yourself. That you take notice. Then when you see, then you can easily transform it. I was quite shocked when I discovered this. I didn't know that this was hiding inside me. Nobody knows, Moran. I had to confess that something in me is a bit scared to bring this out in the light. But here with you, the longing for freedom and clarity is so clear and obvious that there is no longer any doubt about whether or not to put light on it. Phew, no, at least I have seen it and said it. Yeah, and that wasn't much deal. Nothing is. That's the good news with me. Because you are not the mind. And I will go on reminding you to doomsday and beyond. And maybe you start accepting it. But you will have to see these monsters. You have to be aware yourself. You have to do the homework. You have to be responsible. If you decide to read this in satsang, I would like to say that I'm sorry to all the people. I'm sorry for projecting all this shit on you, and I will do all I can to get rid of this ugly pattern as soon as possible. All I want is to love and accept all of you for who you are. I would also like to add that I have an idea about where this comes from, because I found an old and ugly belief in myself a while ago, thinking of myself as better than almost everybody else. I wish to get rid of this belief too, but I don't really know how. I have only seen a little bit of it a couple of times. Thank you for your being here and for doing what you do to me. Love, Smaran. Good, Smaran. I will go on doing if you allow me, and then you will be free of these monsters. You have to become more real, more sensitive, more true, and many uncomfortable things will come up. But it's just all part of the mind. Don't take any notice. Let them come, let them go. And if you understand it, then it can be easy. But I have to dismantle your ego, because it's just ugly. You have to see this and you have to get rid of it. Then you will become healthy again. Otherwise, it's never any, you will never be satisfied. It's always something. If it goes this way or if it goes that way, there's always something to complain about. This is the two ways of the ego. Either you are much better than everybody else, or you are much worse than everybody else. Then it's like that. Just be yourself. Rubin and Kloppmann, two old friends, met in the street one day. "How is everything?" asked Rubin. "It could be worse," replies Kloppmann. "My house burned down with everything in it." "Ooh," says Rubin, "that's terrible." Well, not terrible," replies Kloppmann. "The insurance paid double of what it was worth." "Wow, that is wonderful," exclaims Rubin. "Not wonderful," replies Kloppmann. "My wife died." "Oh, that's terrible," says Rubin. "Not terrible," replies Kloppmann. "You see, I married again, and the new wife is much better than the old one." "Whoa, that's wonderful, wonderful," says Rubin. "Not wonderful," replies Kloppmann, "because my wife goes out with that shitty neighbor who is quite good-looking guy and spend the night there sometimes." "Oh, that's terrible. That's just terrible," says Rubin. "Not terrible," replies Kloppmann, "because my neighbor has a really beautiful wife who come to stay with me." "Whoa, so things are really going really wonderful," says Rubin. "Not wonderful, not terrible," says Kloppmann, "but it could have been worse." Here we go. On and on and on. You're never satisfied. It's always something. Before you get out of all that, it will be no peace. Otherwise, you always will think like that. Dear Babaji, it's so delightful to sit by your feet. As stress grows, I melt more and more. I simply enjoy being in this silence, listening to the sounds of nature. watching the different landscapes, all supported by the Buddha field around. Yes, it is the Buddha field around Vibhora that makes it possible. First the master, then the Buddha field. And anybody who wants to wake up, they have to come closer into the Buddha field. Because you are so used to being alone, then people stay on the outside. Then you don't have the mirrors. If you get involved, you will be mirrored. And that's the quickest way to grow, because now you will see all your trips very quickly. No, either you can learn or you can fight. But without the Sangha, without the Buddha field, it's almost impossible. You can always stay aloof. Thank you for showering these gifts on us. I also would like the opportunity to share some of my dark sides which I have been cooking. I know, now it comes. Start out easy with the good stuff. It's like, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Let it all come out. Dark sides which I have been cooking on and seen the last weeks or months. I can see that I have this side of knowing best, being proud. But Yuen Smaran knows best. You're the team. And many others. In fact, I think everybody is the best. That's tough. I can see that I have this side of knowing best, being proud, arrogant, and doing it my way. That's why all my way is the best way. That's why it doesn't work in the Buddha field. All these things, these hard egos, like you are carrying, it has to melt. If you're going to function, you have to become one. There's something bigger happening. So it's very easy for transformation. But you have to be willing to let go, to be humble, to listen. But many of you want to be so much in charge yourself that you decide things and do things inside even the Buddha field. And that create ripples. Yes, Kavita? Being part of the Sangha has helped me to see these sides of myself. Not so pleasant, but needed to grow. It is very needed. Because anything that you don't see, you will carry. It means it's in the unconscious, it's in the darkness. And I want to give you light so you can see the darkness. In fact, when light comes, that the darkness disappears. There's no more dark room there when you bring the light in there. That's the magic of light. It's nothing to work on. Light doesn't work on the darkness. It just comes and the darkness goes. It's like that. Another dark side of this fear I have, fear of women, fear of sexuality, fear of not being good enough, fear of being rejected. It has been ruling me long enough, and it feels good to express it, as I wanted to lose its grips. Yes, any fear is no good, no, because it cripples you. Just be normal, natural. What is more normal than to like women and being rejected is okay, so what? That is the perfectionist. You always want to win. You can't be like that. Sometimes you will be rejected. Sometimes you will be hurt. This is part of life. But if you holding yourself back out of fear, then you will never grow. That's how you grow. Then you go with somebody and then you realize, oh, I'm not going to go there again. And then you learn. That's how you learn. You have to do mistakes. Then it has this issue of being on my own, a lone wolf, managing on my own, doing things on my own, staying on my own. This is a very old pattern, which is very dry and tiring. However, I don't know how to get out of it. Of course, if you know your pattern is easy, just step out of it. You still don't know because you haven't tried it, but just step out of it. No, you know the old pattern and it's dry. Step out of it. Then anything that is new, it will be a little scary, which is what you say, you have fears, because it's new. But either you can be in the old, in the dry, in the dead, or you can explore the new, which is much more exciting. I can't figure it out because the mind just goes in circles. You cannot figure it out. You have to put it into action. People are trying to figure out everything. They're figuring out so much that I see smoke coming up out of your ears. Don't try to figure things out. Live. Your head should be empty, your heart should be happy. Your head should be like air conditioned, not like a volcano. Cool. You can't figure it out. The mind only goes in circles because it doesn't want to grow. It goes into it's playing safe. I've been trying to hold this together because there is this fear of letting go into the unknown. You can keep it together as long as you want. But sooner or later you have to let it go. That's what I'm saying. Till it becomes unbearable. That no, I don't want to keep it together anymore. And the more intelligent you are and you understand it, the more you will let go. Because why? Why trying to keep it together? Who is this person who wants to try to keep it together? Something that is dry and dead and boring. Lone wolf. It's not cool anymore. One time it was cool on the prairie. Hantayo and the Indians. It was cool. We did the medicine circle and we did the wishing quest alone. Ooh, then it's cool. But then you come back to your tribe. Da, 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 da. No, you have to see. Been there, done that. Let's do something else now. Yeah, you see how silly it is what you are saying. You have done that. Managing, staying on my own, old pattern, very dry, it's very tiring. Then, I've been trying to hold it together because there is this fear of letting go into the unknown. There is no way around it. You have to do it. Everybody has to do it. And it's only up to you when you come to that realization that no, I want to start living. I want to let go. that only can come from you. You can listen to me forever. Nothing will change. It has to come from you. It has to be a shift. That shift cannot happen before that understanding has matured. Not only intellectual, but in your whole being. That yes, this is what I've been missing. Then it happens by itself. Until that time, you have to tire yourself and try and try and try. That's how it is. Last week, a small but beautiful shift happened. I simply opened up more for existence, letting go of control of whom to meet and what to do, and miracles happened. There was more flow, more joy and relaxation. This is proof enough that transformation does happen, and it fills me with gratitude. Yes, it happens. Again and again, thank you. With love and silence. That is my call, Vibhoda, to you and to everybody. Come out. Come out into the light. Start living. Enough hiding, fear, identification. It's only the mind that is fearful, no? Take risk. It's okay. Everything is okay, but just risk. Vibhoda was drinking a few whiskies, needing to go to the bathroom. He gets up from the bar and staggers across the floor, where he sees gorgeous Gloria, who is sitting on one of the tables with her new maxi mini skirt, getting totally distracted by her long, lean, bare legs. The drunken Vibhoda trips over her chair, stumbles and falls to the floor. Gloria jumps up and stands over him, trying to help him to get up. Vibhoda cannot help taking a good look under her skirt. Mister explains Gloria, crossing her legs, "I thought you were a gentleman." "No, it's okay, Gloria," murmurs Vibhoda. "I thought you were a blonde." All the things a poor guy has to talk about when he only wants to be silent. There is a Zen story, a great master, Hayakuju, who had a unique way of guiding monks. From morning till night, he kept on saying, "Work for me in the field, and I will teach you." He thus made his disciples work on the field all the time, but he did not seem to prepare for any lectures or give any sermons. Finally, the monks, not able to stand it any longer, went to the master and asked, "Would you please be gracious enough to give us a sermon?" The master's unwavering reply was, "Work for me in the field, and I will teach you." Several days, weeks passed, and the impatient disciples went to the master again and said, "Please, please, give us a sermon. We are here for you, Master." This time, he quite readily agreed to do so. After a while, all the monks gathered together in the hall. The master quietly appeared before them, walked up to his chair, spread out both his arms, and without a word immediately returned to his room. This Zen masters is very difficult to understand. You have to be silent. But it doesn't matter if it's today or if it's 1,000 years ago, the mind is busy. These disciples also, they weren't ready to just be in silence. The master was just teaching the silence, which you cannot talk about. You have to feel it. You have to imbibe it. You have to let go into it. You have to welcome it. He must have been tired of talking, but they didn't understand. And that's why the masters always had to go on talking. Because you don't understand the language of silence. And silence is the language of the gods. So as you become more and more silent, you will hear and understand what the gods talks about, because you are in tune with that inner silent space where there is no mind, no projection, no better or worse, no comparison. Everything is like it is. And any master just would like you to go there. Because everything is already said. Everything is already perfect. But the mind is very restless. Be patient. Just watch the mind, whatever it comes up with. You are not the mind, so how can it disturb you? Go deeper. And the more you come deeper, the more the whole existence will support that. That here is somebody who wants to come home. Here is somebody who is longing for peace. Here is somebody who wants the real. Not to be a slave of the mind. That silence is peace. That silence is freedom. That silence is bliss. That silence is clarity. Aum Shanti. Undisturbed by anything that is happening on the outside or anything that is said to you or any noise. Be rooted in your own being and be happy. Thank you.
world.